Well, Ollie, you were in Dublin Talca Park, the venue, against Shelburne, who are pushing for the league title. You came away with a point. You took the lead. They equalised. I know Harps had a goal disallowed in the second half. Could you have won it?
Yeah, could we have won it? Probably would have been a little bit unjust to Shelburne had we won it, but to be fair, we had what looked like a legitimate goal disallowed. I went and looked at it afterwards on the video and I couldn't see any infringement. So that type of way, yeah, we had chances to win it, but at the same time, you know, Shelburne had a number of one-on-one chances to win it all. So it's a very open game, Chris, in particular in the second half. You know, it was end-to-end stuff. We tried to win it, and so did Shelburne, but it wasn't to be.
Now, of course, you had to field last night, perhaps a little bit shy maybe of your full strength first 11 due to a couple of injuries and suspensions. But, you know, in advance of this game, they're going for the league title. A point at Talca Park, you know, it's not a bad result.
No, in the bigger scheme of things, a point away from home in Talca is a great result. But we've had that many draws over the last while that, you know, we're drifting from the top four places, and really, you know, to compete with those top four places, we probably needed to win the game, albeit a difficult place like Shelburne. You know, I felt over the game when we took the lead, we were comfortable enough, but for times in the second half, we ran our luck. We conceded a penalty a little bit clumsily more than anything, but from there to the end, it was a very, very open game. We had chances, they had chances, and look, it wasn't for the lack of commitment or effort, to be fair to the lads.
Well, Ollie, we all knew it was going to be a tough season. You're fifth in the table. You knew yourself going into this that, as you predicted, I mean, Longford, Shelburne and Galway, many people felt were the top three sides. That's the way it's panning out. But let's not forget, I mean, this is all part of a longer project. You're getting the foundations in place. And I suppose one of the things you have to do first is to stop being defeated, and the nine draws there, you know, at the back, Harps are the hard side to beat. The difficulty now is to start getting the goals and converting those draws into victories, and maybe that's what we'll see towards the end of the season and into next season.
Well, hopefully, Chris, I hope you called it right. I mean, to be fair, yesterday Sean McCann's goal was as good a goal as we have scored, or indeed has been scored in the league, and it's, you know, it's great to see him back in form and back injury free, and, you know, That little bit of threat, maybe we can kick on from that and score more at that end of the field. You know, at the same time, we did create maybe four or five very open chances against Shelburne away from home, which is, you know, it's promising. You know, we went for it in that manner, and, you know, even the substitutions, we went with attacking options. At the same time, you know, we did score one wonderful goal, but look, we'd be happy scoring two that weren't, or maybe ugly, as opposed to the one decent one. But look, it's all for the lack of effort by any of the players, and we'll continue to work at that, Chris.